For group 8, we have Alex Stagnaro-Green.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I must say, we were too afraid to skip any of them, so you're going to hear all from us. So we started out having a vibrant and a fun conversation and started talking about transforming and transformers. How many of you, just raise your hand, remember transformers, those things that kids used to have? So we're talking about transformative ideas, but we also got to the point where we got to super transformers, that higher level. And so you're going to hear a little bit of both from this presentation. And when we got to super transformers, we realized what we were going into were things that you couldn't do on a campus, that things needed to be done across the university. So, you know, I dare say that I want to step into politics and the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention, but you hear about federal rights and states' rights, and I'm starting to conceptualize these super transformative ideas as things happening as on a federal level, and maybe the transformative ideas happening at both the federal and the state. And hopefully that'll come through. And I think we need the, we're right. We have the right slide. So some of the things that we talked about accelerating pre-existing programs. And before I get there, I want to say one more thing. The other thing that we came to conclusion on was that for us to be as successful as a university and as a campus to come forward, we're going to have to break out the silos that were that are present on our campuses within the geographic area. Obviously, there are silos within a particular campus, but the amount of crosstalk from Rockford to Chicago to Urbana to Peoria to Springfield is, at least from my perspective as a new member to the U of I, and I've been here for 2 years, insufficient to allow us to function as a university that ties everything together. Unless we change that culture, I think we're going to have a very hard time moving forward with our strategic plan. So with that as a very long prelude, some of the acceleration of pre-existing programs was to utilize and leverage the resources to address population health, market our healthcare both internally and externally, expand precision medicine, which we're doing with a new grant that's coming, utilize data management, the huge databases that we have both in the university and the state to improve health. And then also we have a responsibility to rural Illinois in terms of their health and well-being. And we have some programs on some of the campuses to address the healthcare needs of rural Illinois. But if we look at the needs of the state as a whole, it unfortunately is not sufficient. New ideas were economic development through job creation, identifying large grant and multi-campus opportunities, both public and private. Keep the best and brightest in Illinois with service learning throughout the 4 years and internships in the senior year, so a person-to-person interaction is formed between that individual and the community. And then we started to think of some really bold, audacious, or super transformer goals. So what if the University of Illinois said, as part of our responsibility to the state, we are going to begin an initiative with the Department of Health and Welfare in the state and then with the federal government to decrease the level of obesity by 5% over 5 years in the state of Illinois, and have that as one of our initiatives that we start to working on, utilizing the incredible resources we have across our campuses. In terms of new partnerships, obviously the healthcare systems throughout the state and Chicago, and those discussions are underway. Elevating and creating partnerships with large Illinois businesses. And here's another large, audacious goal. When I work with the Rockford Public School District superintendent, he tells me if a child can't read by age 3, the chance of that child graduating high school is 20%. And in Rockford, only 67% of kids graduate high school. And of those, only 1/3 are college ready and go to college. And of that 1/3, half of them are not ready for college, so they have to take pre-matric courses. So you have about 12% of students who are ready. We need to do something as a community to address that. What if we, as the U of I, said we are going to take all of the programs that we're developing in the K-12 schools and work with the school system to try and get our third graders at the appropriate reading level with the hope that they can move forward. Resources and implementation, marketing coordination. Again, we have to address that silo mentality on the individual campuses. And I will go to the bottom, which is create a process whereby U of I students, staff, and faculty can volunteer in the community as part of U of I in sanctioned activities. This is one of the things that's hindering us, is some of our own rules. We in Rockford wanted to go forward and have a community service day of our students, staff, and faculty, and we were told that we can't do that under the auspices of U of I. It had to be on a day that wasn't a school day. It couldn't be with the faculty. Everyone had to sign a waiver, and we couldn't tell the community this was U of I students doing it. Seems to go counter to our mission. So with all that, our declaration statement is as follows. Unleash the power of U of I through collaboration to enhance the vitality of the state of Illinois and beyond. We are in this framework. We are U of I. Thanks.